November 24th, 1947. Hey, James. Mama has us cleaning the house from top to bottom in preparation for the holidays. I so look forward to her homemade dressing. It's so savory and comforting. What is your favorite dish on Thanksgiving? We have a few relatives coming to visit, and I pray for safe travels. I always get scared when my family comes up to visit. I just want them to have a safe trip. I remember just last year, a man who proudly served our country was traveling from Atlanta to Washington, D.C. He was taunted, harassed, and even threatened by white people. Police officers even pointed guns at his head. Jim Crow is divisive and ugly. I just hate how it torments our people. I remember not too long ago, our church organized listening parties for those rides CORE organized across the South. The church members would cook the best food, and I'd bake some treats, of course. We'd listen to news updates over the radio. We prayed and rooted for those brave men and women every day for 2 weeks straight.
Listeners, today is Saturday, April 12th, 1947. Now, for our continuing story on the Ride of Reconciliation organized by CORE, it has been roughly three full days since the Congress of Racial Equality sent six men and women, both black and white, riding across the American South. For those who are just joining us, this radical test was organized by CORE in an attempt to test the verdict of the recent Supreme Court decision, Morgan versus Virginia, which upended segregation within interstate bus travel. The group plans to hold its ground whilst traveling to over 15 cities in Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Kentucky. Here is what lawyer Thurgood Marshall had to say about the ride. Quote, it would lead to a wholesale slaughter with no good achieved, end quote. Despite the lack of support from Marshall, the group hopes to develop techniques for dealing with possible situations that could occur during interstate bus travel. Good evening, listeners. Today is Sunday, April 13th, 1947. We have breaking news concerning the Ride of Reconciliation organized by CORE. Four riders have been arrested and attacked by an angry mob in Greensboro, North Carolina. The group was reportedly on the last leg of their trip. More on this story as it develops.
I know this is your first Thanksgiving up north, and it will take some getting used to. I hope the bus ride up here wasn't too bad. I know the laws changed, but people's hearts have not. Anyway, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Sincerely, Clara.
Hello, Clara. I hope you're well. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Please tell everyone I said hello. The bus ride up here wasn't that bad. We got a couple of bad looks, but other than that, it was okay. Thank God we made it safely. It's only by His grace. Thanksgiving is one of my favorite holidays. My favorite dish for Thanksgiving is my mother's famous mac and cheese. It's so delicious, it's sweet and gooey. I'm quite sure you love it as well. You know, Clara, I pray for those people riding the bus. It hurts my heart to hear all the unjust things being done to our people. I pray for relief, you know, like relief from a storm. Because that's how it feels sometimes. It feels like the storm's just beating on our souls. But I pray for relief, and I know it will come. I can't imagine what they go through. I'm praying for justice and equality. I pray that the white race sees our race as a decent human race and not as animals. We are truly children of God just as they are. I pray for justice and forgiveness and hope of a better tomorrow. It's truly different up here from down south. It seems like people are more likely to speak a kind word than a bad one. And for that, I'm very grateful. I'm so grateful for the small progress we made as a people. I'm grateful for my family and friends, and of course for you. You have truly been a wonderful addition to my life. And for that, I'm thankful. I'm also thankful for my faith in my King Jesus Christ and in my God, because I know one day He'll make things right. I believe that with all my heart. Well, I have some chores to do. I better get to it. Happy Thanksgiving, Clara, and God bless you and your family. Sincerely yours, James.
Well Writers Entertainment, Well Audio, and Good Fig Network bring you Forever Yours, produced by Tajanae Crawford. Directed, executive produced, and written by Randall and Talisha Crawford. Featuring Randall Crawford as James Young and Talisha Crawford as Clara Montgomery. The Forever Yours interlude is written and performed by Zenashe. Forever Yours is an original production from Well Writers Entertainment. Can't wait for the next episode. Be sure to listen every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. New episodes air every week. Listen to all of Season 1 on the Good Fig Network app or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Forever Yours, and don't forget to rate and review this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening. Be well.